106.5 Mountain FM, it's Rob Murray, Mountain Insider Tanya Faubert, talking again about the provincial budget, because there's some news in there regarding our local beer industry. Good news, in fact.
Unlike the increase in the liquor tax, which might hit you in the pocket, microbrewers, craft brewers, and distilleries, right now, if they reach a certain amount in production, they go into a higher tax.
Yeah, 20 hectoliters, I believe, is the number. And then from there, significant tax increases under the old regime, anyway.
This is a change that our local brewers, Grizzly Paw, Banff Ave, and our brand new Park Distillery have communicated to our MLA Cam Westhead they'd like to see as a change. It means they can up their production and not have to pay so much more that it doesn't make it worthwhile for them to expand. By having more progressive tax on that commodity phased in and up as your production increases, it makes it easier for these products to make it to market in a higher quantity.
Something else in the budget, a big focus on the budget was infrastructure spending. And I wonder what that means for our local area. What kind of infrastructure projects might we want some money for?
And this is going to be something that we're going to have to wait for details on. Significant increase in infrastructure funding is one of the ways that the NDP government is targeting stimulating the economy. Mm-hmm. We're talking roads, schools, hospitals, and Canmore and Banff, I hope we're going to see some love, maybe even Kananaskis country.
I'm trying to think of what we need, though. I mean, we already have a pretty good hospital system, school system's decent.
And that's just it. We have a brand new school being built in Banff, but that's already been confirmed.
Yeah, yeah.
When I think about Canmore, I'm thinking about the wastewater treatment plant. It needs significant upgrades over the next several years to increase its capacity. Right now, it is at maximum on some days in the summer. And if we are going to increase our residential base through development in Three Sisters or Silvertip and Spring Creek, as well as hotel rooms, and don't forget that we've added Dead Man's Flats onto our wastewater treatment plant.
Right.
We need these improvements and upgrades. And every time there are improvements or upgrades at a wastewater treatment plant, that plant has to achieve higher standards by Alberta Environment. And that also costs money. Nobody wants to talk about our poo. But this is an area we could definitely use some help, because we're talking millions. There's a $5 million project currently underway at the wastewater treatment plant as an upgrade. And we haven't seen any provincial funds for that, because under the last government, they stopped considering providing grant funding for these kinds of projects if you already started your project.
It sounds like this would actually be a good time to flush money down the toilet.